ninth parak of Chulin, first Mishnah. We're talking about Hilchos Tumah V'Tayra now. We were talking about the flesh of an animal, now we're talking about the skin of the animal. So all these parts, when an animal dies without Shechit, it's Tumah, Tumah is Nevela, but it's only the meat. Therefore the Or, which is the hide of the animal, is not Metama Tumah Nevelas. And same applies to Rotev, if you cook it in a liquid broth, is not considered the meat itself, and it's not matama tumas nevela. Rav Kippa is on the bottom of the pot. Some say it's spices that are cooked together with the meat as it's cooked, and the olam is some hard matter, ligament or whatever it is in the back of the neck of an animal, or some say olal is when you take off the hide, sometimes the little meat stuck onto the hide. Atzamas, the bones, the gidim are the hard to eat sinews, v'kanaim, the horns, v'tlafayim, and the hooves. All these are not considered the meat of the animal, and therefore they are not matam tumas avelis, but mitztarif matam tumas ochlim, they are mitztarif to tumas ochlim. Tumas ochlim is a tumah which is not an avatumah. It's something that becomes tumah through touching an avatumah or reaching the tumah, sheinu tumah, and food. And over here, the chiddush is that even though this is not edible matter, but since it's stuck on to the meat and it protects the meat from drying out, it's called a shoymer, and therefore it's a mitzdarif. If you need a kebetza of tumah seichon to be metam something, so if part of the kebetza is comprised of this, the hide or the bones, hooves, etc., will be mistapped to the kibetza. Avaloi tumas nevelas, but the tumah chamura tumah, avatumah tumas nevelas, these are not metama tumas nevelas. Similar to this, asheicher behemet tumel enochi mefarcheses, person who shecht an non-kosher animal for a goy, for the use of the goy, even though there's no such thing as a shechita for a non-kosher animal, but the idea behind it is since it was done for the goy, it was done to prepare it for eating for the goy, and therefore, even though it's still mifarcheses, it's still jumping around after it was shechted, which generally for a goy that's still considered alive. But since he did a shechita on it and it was done for eating purposes, that's enough to give it metama tumas oichlin. It already is the status of oichel, and therefore it's metama tumas oichlin. Avaloi mitumas nevelas, but doesn't have its intrinsic tuma of nevelas till it fully dies. Achatoma until it dies, it stops moving around. Oh, Achayatas is Rosha. Also, if he cuts off the head completely, one to one severs the head, even if the body is still twitching, that's halakhically considered dead. Riba Tamatoma Seichel, Mashariba Tamatoma Nevelas. We see these instances that there are more instances of Tumas Eichlim than there are of Tumas Nevelas. As we see, this halakh of the Shoima, this halakh of Mephacheses. Olam mechunis means this meat which is stuck on to the hide. If you have a big chunk of meat stuck onto the hide, which is the size of a kezayis, if you machshev, that's considered choshev, and it's considered retains its status as meat, and therefore, if you ate it and you went to the base of mikdash, you'll be chayev chatos because you become tummy from it.